Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. How are you all doing? How is your day going? Where in the world are you? Are you listening in your office? Are you in the car? Are you at the gym? Are you going for a walk? I absolutely love it when you send me messages to let me know where you are in the world and what you're doing when you're listening. Now, if you are brand new to this podcast, then welcome. My name is Victoria Maskell, and in today's episode, you are going to get some really actionable tips on manifestation. Now, if you haven't come and already joined the Instagram family, then hop over to Instagram, come and find me at victoria.maskell, and you will find even more videos on mindset, manifestation, growing your business, law of attraction, and just come and say hi. I know I say it a lot in episodes, but it really, really means so much when you send me your stories of manifestation or you tell me how you found this podcast, because it's so nice to be able to connect with you. I love creating these episodes, but right now I am sitting in my office on my own talking into my little blue snowball mic, and I absolutely love being able to know that you found these episodes and that you found them helpful. So come and find me on Instagram, send me a DM, tag me on your stories, let me know you're listening to this episode. And if you found this episode helpful, or if you find this episode that would be useful for someone you know, then please feel free to share it with them. Now, in today's episode, we are talking manifesting clients, manifesting product sales. Really, we're talking about manifesting success and manifesting money. Now, this episode is for you if you have a business, if you want to start a business. Maybe with everything that's happened this year, you're in a position where you maybe have a 9-to-5, but that's changed. Maybe your circumstances have changed, and it's the time for you to actually start that business idea or grow that side hustle that you've been doing on and off, but now it's become maybe more important for you, or you realize that actually you want to do things differently in your life. You want to shift things. So in this episode, I'm going to be giving you some really specific, actionable tips on how to manifest clients. Now, a lot of the work I do is, well, obviously I'm a service-based business, so I work with human beings, I work with people, but I know a lot of my clients also have product sales. So they sell beautiful candles or t-shirts or even things like online courses. So this episode is definitely for you if any of that interests you. Now, if you're thinking, oh, but I'm not a business owner, this episode is still for you, because really what I'm doing is I'm talking about the principles of manifestation. So if there is something you want to manifest, like a dream relationship, a new house, objects, feelings, you can still take all of these principles and apply them to you. So let's start with the very first thing you need to do. To manifest anything, absolutely anything, you have to be aligned to its vibration. Imagine that in your current reality, it's like you're on one particular radio station. Now, if you imagine you're sitting in your car, okay? You put on Radio 1, you put on Kiss, you put on Heart 80s. There's a little insight to the radio stations I have programmed in my car. You can only listen to one at a time. So let's say you're listening to Radio 1. That does not mean Heart 80s isn't playing somewhere. It doesn't mean that Virgin Radio or your local radio station or any of those other stations aren't playing. All it means is you are tuned in, you are focused in on that particular station. Now, that particular station might be playing a song you don't like, and that song might be making you feel sad or angry or frustrated. You know, our memories are incredible at linking sounds and songs to feelings. Now, just because you are listening to that one song and it's making you feel a certain way, doesn't mean that there aren't 10 million other possibilities of songs and radio stations that could make you feel amazing. They could make you feel abundant, excited, loved, sad again. But the point is, all of the possibilities are out there. All of those other radio stations are out there. But to be able to hear that music, feel those feelings, you have to tune in to that station. So whatever you're trying to manifest, imagine that every little thing, whether that's a relationship, a client, whether that's money, whether that's a new house, imagine that all those things have a frequency, they have a vibration. And if you put yourself on that same vibration, they can be magnetized to you. That was me just clapping my hands. That was me magnetizing things. Now, what often people do though, is when they're trying to manifest clients, they're doing it because they're in a state of need, or they're in a state of panic, or they're in a state of lack, basically. Now, if you imagine that that state of lack has a vibration, that vibration of lack cannot be the same vibration as abundance, as positivity, as clients, because they're the opposite. So what's happening is you're coming from a place of, I really need more clients. Maybe you've noticed your product sales have dropped. Maybe you are coming to the end of working with a group of clients and you're thinking, but there aren't any more. What am I gonna do this month? How am I gonna pay this month's bills? Or maybe you've just invested in something and you're like, well, I need more now. I need more people, more products, more sales. When you're doing that, those thoughts emit a vibration, and that vibration is not matched to clients. It's not matched to sales. It's not matched to abundance. So it's like listening to Heart 80s and wanting to feel the feelings of heavy metal. Okay, I don't know what heavy metal kind of feelings produces, but and I don't think that sentence was grammatically correct, but you know what I mean. It's like saying you want to feel super chilled out, super relaxed, and you put the radio station onto hardcore metal. You're not going to feel super relaxed because they're a completely different vibration. So if you want to manifest clients, if you want to have a fully booked calendar, if you want to sell out completely of a product line, you can't be in a vibration of, I have so many candles sitting here and no one's buying them. I have so many gifts that are ready, but no one is buying them. I have all of this time in my calendar, but I have no client sessions. If you're in that vibration, you are not a vibrational match for the thing that you want. Okay, so when you're coming from lack, you manifest more lack. But remember that it doesn't matter if you have felt negative, frustrated, in lack, in scarcity for 10 years. You can switch that frequency as quickly as you can switch the dial on a radio, as quickly as you can press a button on a remote. You can switch that fast. It's like when I talk about BWRT. Now, if you haven't heard of BWRT, if this is the first time you've heard of it, it is an amazing technique. It's called brain working recursive technique. It is one of the fastest ways to change your mindset on anything. We're talking changing your mindset on anxiety, feelings of procrastination, fears, doubts, phobias, whatever. It is a technique that I use with pretty much all my clients without fail because it's so powerful. Now, something like BWRT can change the way you feel about something pretty much in one session. Everyone is slightly differently, but really rapidly. Something that might have happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that's been holding you back, that's been making you feel those feelings of fear, anxiety, scarcity, that can change in one session. I think we used to have that view of, oh, well, I've always been like this. I've always had these feelings, so there's no way it can change. Just like that analogy I gave where, you know, you press a button on a remote and you change the TV channel. You can start to shift your feelings, your vibrations, your energy really, really quickly. Does that mean you have to go from rock bottom to sky high in 1 second? No, not at all. Does it mean that sometimes you might need to slowly move up the vibrational scale? Yeah, and that is absolutely fine. But if you want to manifest clients, products, sales, you have to be on the vibration, feeling as if you have the clients, feeling as if you have the money, and feeling as if you are 100% worthy of it all now. This worthiness piece is absolutely huge. You could be saying all of these feelings of, I'm abundant, I have a fully booked client list, my calendar is full, I've sold out all my products, people are on waiting lists. But if deep down you are not feeling worthy of it, that is going to pull your vibration down. If you feel like you're not good enough, if you feel like, who's going to buy my stuff? If you maybe feel guilty because you're starting to think, well, I shouldn't be charging for this because I'm not an expert enough, or there are better products out there, then actually that feeling is going to have a massive effect on your vibration. And something like coaching, something like BWRT, something like hypnosis maybe, they're all amazing tools to help you let go of that feeling of a lack of worth. So step one, get onto the vibration of the thing you want to manifest. Now, you're probably listening and going, okay, Victoria, I'm with you. I hear this. But how on earth do I do that? And actually, I don't know if the person is listening. I'm not going to name them by name just in case they don't want me to. But I had a really lovely message recently which said, Victoria, what I think stands your podcast out is that you actually give actionable tips. And I'm so pleased that he said this, because this is what I wanted in the podcast. Because I have, you know, taken workshops before or listened to podcasts or listened to YouTube videos, and I've been left with that feeling of, yeah, but how do I do that? How do I do that? So how do you get into the vibration of the thing you want? First thing you can do is affirmations. Do not underestimate the power of affirmations. An affirmation is a statement. If you say something over and over and over, your subconscious starts to learn by repetition. In the same way that you train a dog. You know, you click a trainer dog, or you train them with treats, with sounds. It's by repetition. You start to learn to feel into the affirmation. So you might be saying things like, the clients are on their way. I love this one because, without going into huge amounts of detail around affirmations, the wrong affirmations don't work. The wrong affirmations create conflict. They create a bias, a conflict between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. Particularly if you are new to using affirmations, if you started saying, I have thousands of clients, I sell £100,000 worth of products a month, and if right now your sales are zero and no one's ever bought anything and you've just started and you're maybe not feeling 100% secure that this is a right decision, that affirmation is probably just going to create more conflict. The reason being, because your subconscious goes, what are you talking about? No, we're in danger. We need to make money. This is not going to work. And anything that creates fear in your subconscious mind is going to override positive feelings, at least in the interim, because your subconscious mind, that powerhouse, is focused on survival. If it sees a threat to your survival, it is going to prioritize that, because ultimately we're here to survive. So even if you think, oh, it would be lovely to go to that online market and actually sell these, or sell on Etsy, or have 5 more clients in my group program, if the subconscious is perceiving fear and doubt and danger, that gets prioritized. So when you use your affirmations, I suggest things like, I allow, I choose to believe, like that one, the clients are on their way, they're coming. It's like saying, you know, you've booked someone into a session and they're driving towards you. They might not be here right now. You might not have that fully booked client list right now, but they're on their way. They're coming, they're booking in, they're calling you, they're ready, they're ready to pay. Even things like the sales are seconds away. If you have an online business, for example, you might be constantly checking your emails to see if you've made any sales. And the problem with that is every time you check and you don't see a sale, that goes as evidence for all of your fears, all of the things around this isn't going to work out, I'm not going to make enough money, this isn't going to happen for me, I shouldn't have left my 9-to-5, I'm not good enough. All of those fears and doubts just get cemented when you constantly look and you constantly check. The other thing that's going on with that is you're checking out of fear. I guarantee that when people are checking to see if they've received a payment, checking to see if they've made a sale, checking to see if someone's DM'd them or a client's booked in a session, they're not doing it because they're thinking, oh, it's gonna be so amazing when I see this. They're not doing it thinking, oh my gosh, will there be £100, £500, £1,000, £10,000? They're doing it because they're going, I need some money. What if I don't? What if I haven't got any sales? Has anyone booked? I don't think they have. Maybe. Do you see the difference in the energy? So using affirmations is a really good way to get into positive vibrations. Look at the words, look at the language, really pick things that feel good for you. The second thing, feel good now. In this moment, as you are listening to this podcast, choose to feel good. Now, does that mean that you have to completely ignore all the things that are going on around you? No, but you can shift your vibration in an instant. And it does come down to a choice to say, right, okay, so maybe this is worrying me. Maybe I do need to write down and journal about these fears, but right now I look around, I'm safe, I'm secure. I'm not in any immediate threat, so it's okay and it is safe to choose to feel good. Just as a technique, if you're ever feeling anxiety, here's one of my tangents. If you listen to my podcast, you know I go off on them. If you are someone who suffers with anxiety, one of the things you can do is take a second, stop, and look around and ask yourself, am I in immediate danger? Am I at some kind of threat right now? And if not, you can start to do some slow breathing. You can do the, I always remember the number, I forget the numbers, 4-7-8 technique. Breathe in for 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8. Now, work those numbers around what works for you, but just slowing down your breathing tells your nervous system that you are not in danger. Anxiety is basically your subconscious mind, for some reason or another, perceiving a threat in your environment, trying to speed your body up, trying to get you ready for fight or flight so that you can protect yourself. But most of the time, the anxiety isn't a tangible threat. You are not actually threatening your survival in that moment. So you can bring yourself down with that slow, deep breathing. What it does is it activates your parasympathetic branch of your autonomic nervous system, and it physically calms your body down. So in terms of the vibration, actually calming yourself down does help you improve your vibration. But just ask yourself, what makes me feel good? Is it taking your dog for a walk? Is it having a crazy dance party in your office where you blast out some amazing music, you don't care who is there, and you just absolutely go for it? Is it treating yourself to your favorite Costa or Starbucks coffee? Is it meditating? Is it journaling? Is it listening to an audio? What is it? What makes you feel good? And do that now. And it doesn't even have to be related to clients or sales or business. It's just about feeling good, because it's about the positive vibration. And then the second thing you can do to get into that vibration, this is a more physical thing, start to make space. So is your calendar actually ready for these clients? Have you made space? Have you set boundaries? Have you decided when you are going to run these sessions, when you're going to coach, when you are going to create your products? If you have physical products, is your warehouse ready? Do you have all of the posting materials? Do you know how much each product is going to be to post? You know, the physical weights of them. All of these little pieces, if you don't do them, they create a negative energy. They create a negative vibration. It's basically you sending a message to the universe saying, I'm not ready. And a lot of the time, this is coming from fear. We procrastinate, we put barriers in place, we do busy work because we don't want to do the real stuff that could actually get us what we want. Now, the third thing, I just want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question that is a powerful way to help you manifest clients, to help you manifest products, sales, abundance, that full bank account, to help you manifest a time where you can actually say maybe to your partner, you can go part-time, you can retire, you can come and join my business. Maybe to get you to a place where you say, actually, I can leave my 9-to-5 comfortably now. I can rest in the fact that actually I get to choose my time, I get to work when I want, I don't have to commute anymore. To get you into that place where you are manifesting those sales, those clients, and that lifestyle that you desire. So this is the question I want you to take on board, I want you to think about, I want you to really do. Now, if it's safe, what I'm going to suggest is you actually close your eyes and you feel into this question. Now, obviously, if you're driving, if you're on a treadmill, please don't do that. Pause the audio, take a second, and come back to it when you can. So I want you to ask yourself, how would you feel if you knew your success was inevitable? How would you feel if you knew 100% for certain that you were going to manifest all of the clients you could possibly ever want to serve? How would you feel if you knew every single month you were going to hit your sales targets? How would you feel if every time you checked your bank account, there was more than enough money? It was overflowing. It was expanding by the day. How would you feel if you knew that you were going to have those conversations with your loved ones, telling them exactly how successful you were? How would you feel? Where would you feel it in your body? Imagine it's happening now. Imagine you are seeing your bank account. You're seeing your product sales. You're seeing all of those clients booking in to work with you. Maybe you're so fully booked that you have a waiting list. Where do you feel that energy? What color is that energy? Where do you feel it in your body? Sit with that feeling. Hold on to it. Double that feeling. Double it again. Feel that energy radiating through your body. Make it colorful, make it tangible. Give it a color, give it a shape. Give it a name if you want. Make it clear, tangible, almost as if you could touch this feeling. Hold on to it. Double it again, make it bigger, make it more colorful, make it stronger. And then you can open your eyes if you'd already closed them. If you hadn't, don't worry. That is the vibration you want to be in. That is the feeling you need to return to every single time. Every time you feel doubt, go back to that feeling. Every single time you are not sure if you're going to hit those goals, go back to that feeling. Every day, go back to that feeling. Hold on to that energy. Because just by asking yourself that question, you are feeling those feelings and you're activating the vibration as if it's in the here and now. Now, that was just a really quick demonstration of one of the things I use with my clients, in my groups, to help you get into the vibration. And if you enjoyed that as a little snippet, then I think you would absolutely love my free Facebook group, which is Next Level Business Mindset. I've got lots of trainings in there all about law of attraction, vibrations, manifestations, and it is specifically for you if you want to grow your business, you want to get more clients, you want to make more money, you want to start a business. If that is you, then I know you would absolutely love it. So, if you want to join Next Level Business Mindset, click the link in my bio, come over, join the group. And what's even better is this is the perfect time because on the 26th of October, I am doing a 5-day money mindset, sales and strategy workshop. 5 days starting on Monday, the 26th of October, value packed. you will get so much around the mindset, fears, procrastination, even more on how to manifest clients, products, and sales. So if you've enjoyed just that one small bit, I know you're gonna love it. All the information is in the show notes. If you're following me on Instagram, then just send me a DM or click the link in my Instagram bio. Now, the final thing I wanna talk about in this episode, sorry, I've just kicked my chair. the final thing I wanna talk about in this episode is not attaching to the specifics. Okay, so maybe you have an idea of a client you want to work with, a business collaboration you want, or maybe you want to be accepted onto a particular platform to sell your products or sales. That is great on one hand, because what that's doing is that's giving you the specifics, you're thinking about the details, and it's probably raising your vibration because you've got something tangible to hold on to. But the mistake people make is they hold on to that too tightly. The mistake, and it's one of the paradoxes of manifestation, is getting too specific. So let's say you have decided that this person is definitely going to become your client. They want to work with you for 6 months and you are so excited and you know it's going to happen and you can see their name booking into your calendar. You can see the payment from them. You've got all of the specifics. That is great. But what I want you to do is detach from it. Be like, that would be amazing, but I know there are so many more opportunities. I'm looking forward to working with that client, but I've got space for other people. Because otherwise what happens is you put blinkers on. You get so focused on this is how it's gonna happen. This is how my products are gonna sell. This is the platform that is gonna make it for me. And actually, you miss other opportunities. You forget other options and you close yourself off. Now, something I talk about in the group is about the different levels of control in manifestation. And if you are too focused on external factors, like a specific client, you're working at the wrong level of manifestation. And this is something I talk about in the group. So what you need to do is you need to get super specific on the details, but then you need to let it go. You need to attach to how it's going to happen, specifics, ideas, and then completely release them. It's one of the paradoxes. Now, I've got other episodes on the paradoxes of manifestation if you want to dive into it, but I wanted to talk about that at the end of this episode because it's a mistake lots of people make. They get really into visualization, they get into affirmations, but they tip it too far into the specifics. And there's a lot that we can't control in manifestation. Let's be honest, there's a lot in life we can't control. So all you can focus on is you, your vibration, your energy, and the aligned action that you take as a result of that. Now, I hope you have really enjoyed this episode. If you have, please feel free, come and tag me. Let me know on Instagram. I'm victoria.maskell. M-A-S-K-E-L-L. I would love to know if you enjoyed this episode. Have a go at applying these tips. The biggest mistake that we make is we consume podcasts, we consume books, and I am so guilty of this. Obviously, I don't literally mean consuming books. I don't eat books. If you do, cool, good for you. But I think there's a Friends quote in there. There's a guy who eats books that Joey works with. Anyway, but what we need to do is we need to action them. We need to take the information. And in today's episode, I've given you, hopefully, lots of food for thought. Take some of these bits, replay this episode, make some notes on it if you want, but take the actions, get into that vibrational space, get some affirmations, get a manifestation routine. And if this is something that you want help with, send me a message or email me at victoria@victoriamaskell.com and I can support you with that. Have an amazing day wherever you are in the world, and I'm going to see you all in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.